And now at 10 to 8, we're going to go to Petula Martin for the business news.
Thanks, Anya. Over 20,000 personal injury claims were submitted to the Injuries Resolution Board last year. That represents a 10% increase on the previous year. Despite the increase, total claim volumes remain 35% lower than in 2019. Rosalind Carroll is CEO of the Injuries Resolution Board and she joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
This report really highlights what we're seeing on our roads. That 10% rise in personal injury claims is driven by road traffic collisions.
Yeah, we saw a 14% increase in road traffic claims coming into us last year. And it's important to say on the other side, employer liability and in public liability, they were fairly stable. So we didn't see increases really across those. We are seeing more stabilisation this year in relation to the motor claims. So we're only seeing about 2% growth so far this year. But I think it's important to point out that in terms of our claims regarding fatal injuries, they went up by 37%. And when we look specifically at road deaths, what we can see is that about 50% of those are vulnerable road users. And I think it's important to highlight that. So that's pedestrians, it's motorcyclists and cyclists within that. So people who don't have the protection of a car, and maybe something everybody needs to be cognizant this morning of.
Okay. 2023 saw the highest number of respondents ever consenting to an assessment by the Injuries Resolution Board. What do you put that down to?
So there's been a huge change in the overall environment in personal injuries over the last couple of years. A big change that came in was the introduction of the personal injury guidelines a couple of years ago. And what they did is they brought certainty and clarity to what you get for an award in Ireland, and both the courts and the Injuries Resolution Board are working off the same framework now in terms of that. That's certainly helped in terms of people trusting the service that we're giving, and I think that's a big part of it. We've also increased the type of services that we're offering, so we offer mediation, so more ways to resolve claims and keep them within the system.
If more cases are being resolved within the Injuries Resolution Board, why isn't it resulting in reduced premiums for businesses and consumers?
Well, I suppose, first of all, that's probably a question best answered by the insurance companies themselves. But I suppose there was a number of actions under the Action Plan for Insurance Reform. A big part of that was implementing the personal injury guidelines. The Supreme Court case on that, where it was testing the actual constitutionality of that, the result of that only came out in April of 2024. So that really is a big game changer in terms of bringing that overall certainty to with regards to that. But there are other kind of big things that I suppose that have come out, and that's us bringing in mediation, changes that we're making as an organisation ourselves. And what today's data is doing is, I suppose, by us publishing that data, it's showing that people who are making decisions, whether that's government or insurance companies, that there are changes, and you can actually now see them in the value of claims and in what's coming through.
How long does it take to resolve a claim with the board, and what is the average award?
So the median award, so that's kind of the middle one, is about €12,000, and that's about 34% down on what it would have been before those guidelines that I referred to just came in. So a big change. The biggest change has been for minor injuries, though, as opposed to more significant injuries. So we do see the full range of injuries there.
And are you seeing changes, changing trends in the type of personal injury claims?
Yes, we have since the guidelines came in. So, and also, I suppose, because we're keeping more cases. So the nature of what we're seeing more significant injuries. There's been twice the number of significant injuries coming into us, and we're seeing less minor injuries. And what I mean by minor injuries, so that might be a neck or back pain. That's a soft tissue type of injury. Typically, we might refer to that as whiplash. And where the recovery for that is maybe only a few months, we're seeing less of those claims come into us now.
OK, Rosalind Carroll, CEO of the Injuries Resolution Board. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. More business news in the next hour.